We've got a quorum, so we can get started.
Town Council, January 7th, 2021. Okay, we're going.
Okay, so welcome everybody to the January meeting, January 2021. Hopefully the year that we recover, get things better. All council members are present, except for Conrad Jepson, who we hope will be joining us soon. We'll begin by saying the Pledge of Allegiance. So, Michelle, if you've got flag, if you'll please stand and face the flag. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America
and to the,
republic for which it stands,
one nation.
Under God, indivisible,
with liberty
and justice for all.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good. Yes. I've been hearing all you guys talking, and I've had to call 5 times.
Well, welcome. Okay, so we can add Conrad Jepson to the council members, and so we are all present right now. Before we start on the agenda, if it's okay with the town council, if there are no objections, I would like to rearrange a little bit on our order. We have some things that are mainly housekeeping kind of January things that mostly concern the town council and things that we have to take care of. Down a little ways, we have interviews set up for the Board of Adjustment. We have 3 applicants. So if it's okay, I think what I'd like to do, if there are no objections, I'd like to move that up. And let's go ahead, since we're running about a half hour late, let's go ahead and do the interviews. And then if these 3 applicants would like to not stay with us for the whole time, because it could be a fairly long meeting, that would be great. So are there any objections to that change on the agenda?
It's okay with me.
No.
Okay.
We're good.
Okay, so on the Board of Adjustments, as we discussed, there are 2 positions open, and I think the applicants know this too. One is a fill-in position that will last for 1 year. It's finishing a term. The other position is a 5-year term, and you can state once we begin if you would like to tell us if you're interested in either one or the other. I'll let you include that as part of your introduction or qualifications, wherever you want to stick it in. So what we normally do is have each applicant introduce themselves, give us your qualifications and a little bit about why you would like to serve on the Board of Adjustment. Then the council will be able to ask you any questions related to your qualifications, anything like that. And then once all the applicants have had a chance to speak, we don't make the decision right away. We wait till the end of the meeting and actually talk about qualifications, kind of under a closed meeting character and competence thing. So, that will be later. And then we'll come back out into a meeting and announce that, but it could be a while before we do that. We can also let you know tomorrow via email. So any questions from the applicants on that? Okay, what I'm gonna do, I'll go in alphabetical order. So April O'Neill is with us. You can unmute yourself and just give us, tell us a little bit about yourself, qualifications, and glad to have you.
Hi, so I'm in my 3rd year here at Boulder, and I currently work at Boulder Elementary and Hell's Backbone Grill. But my background is in, I was assistant to the public works director in Whitefish, Montana for several years. And during that time, we would do site review process for all planning within the city limits. So I would be the chair and review all the planning processes. And I was one of the one that would sort of dictate if plans got approved and regards to public works. And let's see, I provided the public works permits. And before that, I'm originally from the East Coast, and I spent 5 years as a land acquisition specialist for the local park government and planning. So with acquiring parkland, I would also work with the planning department with master plans, and we would review those process. So that's kind of the short, it's a short glimpse.
Okay, and did you have a preference for 1 year, 5 year, or does it matter as we're having our discussion?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. All right. Sounds like you have, so you're familiar with ordinances then, obviously, and that whole thing.
Yeah, and I spent 20 years with the local government. Mainly it's park and recreation background, but as I said, the 5 years of land acquisition and such. And working with the planning department.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from the council? Okay, I think you're off the hook. Oh, Peg.
Okay. I may have missed that you said this, Steve, but even the 1 year term, it is renewable for their own term afterwards for another full year, full 5 year term. Did you say that?
No, I didn't. Thank you. Yes.
Thanks. That's all.
All right, thank you. Next, is it Lucia? Okay, Lucia Stewart is with us, and she has also applied, so tell us about you.
Thanks, Steve. Hi, everyone. My name is Lucia Stewart. I was a Boulder resident last year, worked at Boulder Mountain Guest Ranch, and was really working towards integrating full-time into the community. Most of my previous career has been in event production. And so with the current collapse of my industry, I ended up back part-time up in Montana, where I have decided to return to graduate school and a master's in public administration at Montana State with a current focus in land use planning and community development and engagement, really taking my interest in facilitating thoughtful land use planning in small towns. I'm also working as a graduate assistant for the next year with Lewis and Clark County Zoning Board, commissioners, and a panel of community members on their rural land use zoning initiative for the rural lands surrounding the capital city of Helena, Montana. I'm also a student member of the American Planning Association, and my interest in my application is my being able to participate as I can in the town of Boulder. I do consider myself a part-time resident. I'm not a full-time in the draw, and I've always looked for how can I continue to participate in Boulder, even though I'm not there full-time. So that's the summary. I guess mostly I was looking for filling in that one-term position because I am, I know that you guys have previously looked at town members only. So I was offering my skill set and interest for the next year to see how something new like this of not having a full-time resident could be of benefit or my services and assistance and interest. So that's it, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from the council for Lucia? Okay, it sounds like a great background. I hope you come back to stay permanently. You sound like you'd be be very valuable in several places that we could use with you for the community. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Then our last applicant is John Varanth. So John, go ahead and tell us about yourself.
Well, first I'm gonna say that you have already got two very impressive candidates here. So my motivation, I guess, for volunteering is I know in a small town, there's a lot of work that needs to be done and people need to all take their share and step up. So I'm willing to be considered for this position and willing to serve enthusiastically if selected. I first visited this area in, I think, 1976. I've owned property here in Boulder since 1996 and finished my house about 4 years ago. I'm retired from the University of Utah, so I do have time to take on some additional responsibilities. I think my most relevant experience I'll talk about was that I was on the Utah Air Quality Board for 9 years. I was the representative of organized environmental groups, but I was seen as being fair and equitable by people in industry, in county government and so forth, as well as by the environmental community. What the Air Quality Board experience gave me was knowledge of the Utah Public Meetings Law, the conflict of interest procedures, but most importantly, the ability to handle stressful meetings. I was chair of the board for 4 years and was hearing officer on several adjudications. So I've had the experience of handling contentious meetings. I know that the important thing there is to be fair to everybody and very importantly, follow the law, even if my personal opinions might be different from what the law requires the decision to be. So that's kind of what I bring to the table here.
Okay, and are you interested in either 1 year, 5 year?
I expect to be, either one, I expect to be around here for a few more years.
Okay, all right, good. All right, any questions from the council? Okay, I'm just gonna say, I don't remember ever having a time where we had such qualified candidates for positions. It's gonna make for a great discussion and you know, we can't go wrong in my book. You're all very qualified. You would all be a great asset to Boulder and serving the community. So, you know, all I can say as mayor is I appreciate anyone that steps up and is willing to serve. You know, that's a huge thing for small towns. So I thank each and every one of you. Like I said, we will decide later over qualifications and then we can let you know. You're welcome to stay with us, but you know, it's not the most exciting stuff that we're gonna be doing, but it'll give you an idea of some of the things we do. So thanks to each of you, and we'll go ahead and move on with the agenda. Okay, let's kind of skip back to the top of the agenda, and that is the approval of the December 3rd minutes. If everyone has had a chance to look through the minutes, really, Michelle, I like the organization of this. I don't know if that was something new to try with the headings and the, it helped me get through it a little easier to see what we actually talked about. But council, do you have any changes, questions? And if not, I'll entertain a motion to go ahead and approve the minutes of December 3rd.
Well, I make a motion to approve the minutes of December 3rd with no objections.
Okay, do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor, aye.
Gladys, aye.
Conrad, aye.
Judy, aye.
and Elizabeth may be frozen in time. So we will consider that right now as a 4-0 vote. And if she comes back, we can have her join in. This may be an interesting meeting tonight as we try to move along. So next thing on the agenda is the open meeting training. Every year we're required, and Judy's been good enough to do it for how many years, Judy? 50 or so?
Coming up to that.
So she knows this.
I don't know if the law's been in existence that long.
Anyway, Judy's going to just sort of lead us through a little bit of the important things about open meeting training.
First, I'm going to show you how many pages there are. And I have read them all many times, but I'm not going to tell you everything. Basically, okay, I started at the top and came down and was surprised at how up to the beginning of the whole thing electronic meetings take a place, but we all know what an electronic meeting is, so I'm not going to say any more about that. What it is, it's surprised me that text messaging can be a part of that. It seems strange to me, but oh well, learn something new all the time. A meeting, my gosh, this just seems so old and so basic, but a meeting is any convening of a public body or a specified body with a quorum present. And the purpose of a meeting would be discussing, receiving comments from the public about, or acting upon a matter over which the public body or specific body has jurisdiction or advisory power. A meeting is not considered a meeting if it's a chance or social gathering. So much, and I underlined what I thought was appropriate, and I'm skipping half of that. A public body is an administrative, advisory, executive, or legislative body of the state or its political subdivisions, and it to be considered a public body, it has to be created through the means of the Constitution, the state Constitution. It consists of two or more persons. We'll get into that later. A public body does not include a political party, a conference committee, or a school community council. A public statement is a statement made in the ordinary course of business of the public body with the intent that other members of the public body will receive it. A quorum is simply a majority of the people who belong to that group. And again, it's a meeting is not a social gathering. A social gathering is not a meeting anyway. Every year when I read this, I smile. A meeting is a meeting is open to the public unless closed. Now it does go on from there with things that can close it, but there is just so much in this that we all know, and I don't know, I don't want to get into it unless you're tired and want to go to sleep. That's your choice. Public notice has to be given of meetings in at least 24 hours before the meeting. And the notice must include the agenda, the date, time, and place. That's pretty basic. And public notice has to be given either through PMN or through notifying a newspaper or posting it in public places throughout the community. PMN is relatively new, and it's a good thing. Anybody who wants to know about a meeting can subscribe to it by going to their website and signing up, and then when a notice is posted, it comes automatically to your computer, and so that's a handy reminder. Let's see. Okay, an emergency meeting may not be held unless an attempt has been made to notify all the members of the public body and a majority of the members of the public body approve the meeting. Now that doesn't come up very often, but once in a while it does, and we can have them if we need to. Relating to emergency meetings, the body may not take final action on a topic in an open meeting of an emergency nature unless the topic is listed under an agenda item or included with the advance public notice required by this. Well, we're almost halfway through, and I think I'm going to, so much of this we all know, maybe I assume people know things that they don't. So written minutes and a recording of the meeting shall be kept. And I don't know that that's always been the occasion, but it's so easy now to keep a recording, make a recording and keep it, that it's a good backup. The written minutes must contain the date, time, and place of the meeting, the names of the members present and absent, the substance of all matters proposed, discussed, or decided. And also, I can't see where it says that others who are in attendance, I know it's here somewhere, their names are to be recorded also. The recording of an open meeting shall be a complete and unedited record of all open portions. So if there's a part you don't like, you can't just erase it and say it didn't happen. Approved minutes are minutes of an open meeting that have been approved by the public body that held the open meeting. And over PMN, let's see. The body shall make pending minutes available to the public within 30 days after holding the open meeting. Sooner is lovely, but it doesn't always happen. Within 3 business days after holding an open meeting, we must make an audio recording of the open meeting available to the public for listening. The approved minutes of a meeting are the official record of the meeting. And this was interesting. All or any part of an open meeting may be independently recorded by any person in attendance if the recording does not interfere with the conduct of the meeting. I've never thought of doing that, but whatever. The written minutes or recording are required to be retained permanently. And then it goes into closed meetings, and a closed meeting may be held if a quorum is present, if the meeting is an open meeting for which notice has been given. A closed meeting is not allowed unless each matter discussed in the closed meeting is permitted. Let's see. A closed meeting may only be held for discussion of the character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of an individual. There are other things, strategy sessions, for instance, if the council were going to consider buying property or selling property or the eternal water rights questions. The deployment of security personnel or devices, allegations of criminal misconduct, those are the kinds of things that can be held in that can be discussed in a closed meeting. In a closed meeting, a public body may not interview a person applying to fill an elected position. Let's see. Records shall be kept of a closed meeting, and if it's a recording, it needs to be just of that meeting, not just a run on of the other recording of the rest of the meeting. But there must be detailed minutes kept of a closed meeting. Okay, and once again, at the very end of the pertinent chapters and sections and all of that, it says, this chapter does not apply to any chance meeting or a social meeting. A chance meeting or a social meeting may not be used to circumvent the provisions of the chapter. And that's it. Yet again.
Nothing. Okay, any questions? I know Judy and Gladys and I have been through it. Peg, do you have something to add?
Just a question, Judy. You didn't get any notification that anything had been changed from state legislature and the Open Meetings Act, right?
I didn't.
And
this is the effective May of 2019, and it's from the up-to-date things.
Okay. So, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, any other questions from the council? Michelle?
My question, Judy, is this just the Open and Public Meetings Act that's listed on the PMN website? Is that where you pulled this information from?
No, I got it out of that top book in the office.
Okay.
It's a Utah Code section 52-4-103 and then on and on from there.
Okay. Yeah, the links are on PMN, so I just wanted to link it to in the attachments for the meeting tonight on our website so people mm-hmm. know and they sure. can read it themselves.
Oh yeah, they'll love it.
So I'll just link that.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Judy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next thing is adopting or setting minutes, times for our meetings. And we've done this in the past. One of the things about doing codification is you find that there are old ordinances that have to be dusted off that tell you things that you didn't know. Some of them date back to, as this last one does, the one where we are supposed to set times for our meetings is from 2004. If anybody wants to look at it, it's Ordinance 7A. And what Judy did was to update it, basically not the language so much, but just the date on it. Because right now, and I don't know if any of us knew this, I certainly didn't. Here's what the wording says, and it's the same as you guys received. The governing body of the town, which is the town council, shall hold a regular meeting at the town hall on the first Thursday of each month at 7 p.m. during Mountain Standard Time and at 8 p.m. during Mountain Daylight Time. So I guess we haven't necessarily been following our ordinance.
Steve, didn't we have a meeting where we changed the time to 7 for all times? Maybe we didn't put it in an ordinance.
I think you're right, and that's the way I remember it. But now that I've kind of gone back through the ordinances, I think in order to make any amendment to ordinances, we have to go through the process, and Judy can correct me, but it involves a public hearing, and an application to amend and some things like that, which, you know, seems a little bit much to set times. Judy, have I got that right? Is whenever we amend the ordinances, is it required that we have a public hearing? I'm under the impression it is.
And I'm not sure, but it would seem likely.
Okay.
Certainly a new one, of course, needs it, but an amendment, I'm not positive, but it seems like it would be the open way to do it.
Yeah. So we've kicked this around a little bit, and this will be up to the council to decide. If we want to stick at having our meetings at 7 o'clock, basically in the winter, and 8 o'clock in the summer, then we can leave this ordinance in place as it is. If we want to change that, there's a couple ways we can do that. We can adopt a new ordinance, changing the wording a little bit. The other thing we're doing is, as we codify all of our old ordinances into one document, there will be the chance for us to make changes to the new document, or to change ordinances that are outdated, need some work. And then eventually we do have to have a public hearing and have an adopting ordinance to put the new codified ordinances in place. We can stay meeting at 7 o'clock until the time changes. What I'm hoping is our codification would be done by then. And if we wanted to change the language, we could do it that way. So, you know, there's two ways to do it. We can do it as part of the codification and hope we finish before April, I think it is.
Yeah, I was gonna say April is the first meeting.
Right, or we can adopt a new ordinance as Judy has drawn up. We can change the wording as we see fit. We can have a public hearing next month, and we can do it as part of that. I'm open to listening to what you guys think about those options.
I personally would like to see it stay at 7, only because sometimes our meetings go a little long depending on what's going on, and that could take us, you know, 9:30, 10 o'clock. That's my feeling.
Okay.
I would say I agree with Judy. I think an 8 o'clock start time is late, and so... I would prefer 7 o'clock start time. If possible, I think making it so there's less public hearings, because it doesn't seem like this one, but at the same time, it's not like I think it's going to be a well-attended public hearing with a lot of controversy. So, I mean, I think either way, if we can say our goal is to make sure that by April we have a 7 o'clock meeting, I don't think it really matters the route we go about it. I'm not, my personal choice would not have an 8 o'clock meeting time.
Okay. Gladys or Conrad?
Gladys.
I agree.
Gladys, go ahead.
Yes. Agrees. 7 o'clock is great. Keep it that way all the time. And I think we wait. Hopefully we get the things ready to be codified. If not, to me, we could always have a public hearing right up the last minute if we have to.
Okay. Conrad?
I agree. Earlier the better.
Okay, so here's what I'll plan on doing. The codification, Curtis expects us to maybe get the final draft from the company this month sometime. Then there would be some editing. This would be one of the edits that we could do. Then they will take it. They will make the last edits that we suggest. And then, like I said, we will have to set up a public meeting. It may be March. You know, we can actually change the time of a meeting if we need to. So if it went an extra month, we'd be okay. But I think maybe the codification saves us a public hearing, saves us for writing a new ordinance when we're already able to do that as part of the codification. So what I will do is, or what we can do is just wait on that. We'll see if we get the final draft back in January, have a chance to work on it, and I'll keep you apprised of the timing of everything. And as Gladys said, if we need to, it's not a problem to have a quick public meeting, you know, if we have to in March, or change the April meeting just by notification. So, all right. I just thought you'd find that interesting that there are probably other ordinances on the books as we codify that we're going to have to maybe update and make some changes to. So anyway, I think it'll be good to get that done. And I know Michelle and Curtis, well, all, and Judy and Peg, they've really worked hard on getting us to this point in codification. It's a lot of work when you have 15, 20, whatever it is, 30 ordinances that have been passed but never incorporated into one place. So I think this will be good, but you know, we're getting there, just to give you an update on that. Okay. Town council assignments. I send out a list of the assignments, committees, boards. Probably at this point, I'm just looking for any feedback. If there was anything I got wrong, I hope everybody's okay with the same council assignments as we move into this year. You know, three of us, this is our final year unless we run again. So I thought keeping us consistent would be the best thing to do. And then maybe next year things change a little bit, a shuffle around, of course. But on the first one, the council assignments and appointments, employees, et cetera, were there any changes on that or suggestions? Anything that you noticed? Okay, and then on the committees and boards assignments, I know Gladys got back to me with her change on the cemetery board. I'm waiting to see if any of the rest of you, I sent this out two or three weeks ago, I think. If you have any changes, and I know one of the problems is you haven't had a chance to meet with your board or your committee, and you may not have a chance to for a while. Hopefully once we get vaccines or it gets warm enough, we can do outside meetings and do it safely. I'd like you to meet with your boards, committees, et cetera. But if you know there are changes now, if you'll get those back to me, I just kind of like to have an updated list so we know who, you know, has volunteered, who's participating, who belongs to a certain board or committee. So if you'll get back any changes to me, that I'd appreciate that. And you can just do it by email. You know, we don't have to do it tonight. So any questions on those? It's just sort of that January, you know, update, bookkeeping kind of stuff. All right, I think most of us got a budget that Michelle sent out. It got to us kind of late. I haven't had a chance to look through it very carefully, but you know, this is great when we can get a quarterly, at least a quarterly update on the budget. So again, what I would ask you to do, you have a first quarter budget, and now you have a half year budget. You know, our fiscal year is halfway finished. So as you go down through your assigned areas of budget, just take a look at the percentages where you're sitting as far as expenditures. We can move money around as necessary, as long as it's just within the budget, as long as we're not doing an increase or anything like that, you know, taxation, anything like that. We have, and I guess, Judy, that's the way we can do it. We can shift money around a little bit. So if you look at your department and your budget is running a little low, or you have some concerns, let's make sure next month, let's talk about if we need to shift any money, if we need to take a look at any of the expenditures that we have. It's been a very interesting year, not one that's very predictable. So we're just going to have to do the best we can until things maybe normalize this year. But it looked pretty good. You know, the number I always look at kind of at the end is where our revenue is right now. And our expenditures, and we're at about 48% according to this, which means we're kind of on track, at least overall budget, to be right on what our revenues and our expenditures are. So does anybody have a comment? I know you probably haven't had a chance to look at it thoroughly, but any questions on the second quarter budget?
I don't have any questions. And like you said, I'd like to look at it more closely, but I do want to say, I know that it was something that we purchased, and I hope that it's making Michaela and Judy and Peg's lives easier, but it is so much easier to read, and it's really nice to have this new format. So I hope that it continues for all of us.
Yeah, I hope it has made life easier. I don't know, but
it's getting there.
Yeah.
Happening.
And just to follow up, the email that I sent, not all of the income is fully entered, but I tried to get all the big stuff in. So it's all the CARES, all three CARES tranche payments are in. Sales use, resort, TRT. Those are the big chunks that we get. The rest is kind of interest. We've had a couple of instances where I'm trying to remember where we're figuring out the general ledger and then the account to specify. So I'm getting some funky balance things. So I think it's just that we haven't put it in the right department yet. So this will probably change again, but this just gives you a really good idea. And this does show, this includes all of the CARES grants and all of the equipment except for the community center office computer stuff. So everything has been entered that we have spent for the CARES, except for that.
Perfect. Okay. Any other comments or questions from the council on the budget so far?
Steve, I have a question on the stuff for the roads. Because it's not, you know, when the county comes in and takes care of our roads down there and they have to put asphalt and stuff, I'm assuming they charge us. That's what I've heard. Is that correct?
Well, you know, it depends on Brian Bremner's mood a little bit, and the commissioners, because a lot of times they will do that because of the, you know, we service county people that live in our Boulder community. They're actually in the county. And so a lot of what they do, they don't charge us for. When they do charge us, they let us know that they're going to do that. Like when we chip seal, they will let us know how much it's going to cost us, or they will charge us whatever it takes. When we did the turn lane, They didn't make us, but they asked us to commit $50,000. So it just depends on if they consider it normal maintenance and they pick up the bill, or if they think it's something the town needs to at least contribute to. And I don't know that there's a specific criteria. But you know, the county really has been very good to us to help us with our roads.
Well, and that's what Parlin told me, that they really did, but it's kind of hard for, you know, I'm trying to still understand all the process of what to look at and what to plan for. And so is there any way maybe down, and I don't mean now because I know the girls are so busy, but maybe down the line somewhere I could get, take a look at what they had charged us and kind of what things look like. So I know, have a feeling of what's going on as far as what we pay and don't pay, or.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good idea. And, you know, we will need to chip seal. I would guess maybe not this summer, but maybe next, this summer after that. And we need to have enough money to do that and kind of know where we're going. The other thing is, if you need jobs done, and we can spend our money, we can ask the county to do things for us that maybe they wouldn't normally do, or we could hire other contractors, or we can purchase stuff for ourselves related to roads. So you have some discretion that way to spend money that the town can actually hire work done if we need it. So know that that's an option too.
Okay, I appreciate that. I was gonna take the one class, and then, you know, with COVID that took care of that. So maybe somewhere down the line I can take that class, because I'd really like to have a feel for, you know, now it's just been, I've had to talk to Farlin and other people a little bit. So I just kind of like to get a little general idea.
Yeah, no, that's great.
What we put out, you know.
Yeah, no, Farlin, you know, I haven't dealt as much with the roads as someone like Farlin. So he's definitely the person that knows more about the history and what to do. So. Anything else, Gladys or Conrad, on the budget?
No.
No, I was just looking at it. Looks good to me.
Okay. We can talk again next month about if you find anything as you have a chance to look through it. Okay, next thing is the Safe Route to Schools grant. You know, things get kind of lost in the holidays, but I wasn't sure that all of us knew. I think I put it out that we did get the grant. It's $36,000. We had Jones and DeMille kind of do the engineering for us. We had the parents group. Anna was in on that, and Jill. And they kind of worked it through, but we did get the grant. But here's the thing about the grant. The money is more of a reimbursement grant, or can be. We can't actually request to be reimbursed until July 1st, 2022. Now, we can do work that we want to do. If there are things that we think we need immediate, we have to look at our budget. It could come out of road funds, I think, depending on what it is. So we've got money there. And then we can get reimbursed, you know, at some point. But what I want to do with this grant, I think the most effective thing to do right now is to ask Judy, Drain, and Elizabeth if they will maybe meet with the parents at some point. It doesn't have to be right now, but I want you guys to maybe decide if there are things that we need to do more immediate. Let's kind of plan to do that. If there are things that can wait, we can wait and do them, you know, summer after this one and get reimbursed for that work. I just don't want to get in a situation where we have things we want to do and we don't spend the money. So I would like you two to maybe just meet with the parents. If there are things that we need immediately to happen to ensure the safety of our kids, let's find the money that we can, maybe in the road fund, and then we can eventually get reimbursed. And since you two are around for a while, you're not as far into your terms as the rest of us, you will be here to ensure that you can spend that money. So I think you two have the most knowledge of what needs to be done, and you two are in the position to sort of follow the money until we get reimbursed. So any problem with me assigning you that or what I'm asking you to do?
No, and that can be brought up and it can be put on an agenda for the community council, because that's who it went through with the parents. It was through the community council, and that next meeting is next Wednesday, but it meets every other month. Usually the first Wednesday of the month, and it was postponed until next Wednesday. The agenda for that meeting's already been set and posted, but I believe it has to be out at least a week in advance. And Anna, you're on the call, and she's the chair of the community council, so if you want to add anything, but we can make sure we coordinate it that it's a Wednesday that Judy Drain can attend. And those meetings are open to the public, so anyone in this meeting and anyone in the community can attend, and everyone has the ability to speak and be part of the discussion, just like in the town council or planning commission. It's just the community council members are the voting members.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Any other comments on that? So I'm sort of handing that off to you.
Question.
Okay, with me.
Yes, Conrad.
The last time I remember you talking about this, that I thought you guys that were going to look into those speed bumps for around town to hurry and get those in.
Yeah, that was what the application on the grant was that Anna and Jill and Judy Drain came up with. And what it is that the grant was rewarded, and it's the fiscal year 2023. And so now we can move forward with that plan at any rate we want. But what Steve was saying is it's in a reimbursement grant. And so if the town wants to act sooner, the town's responsible for it, but can't be reimbursed until the fiscal year 2023.
I got you. Okay.
This is Anna. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
So I haven't actually posted the agenda, so we can certainly add that to the agenda. I mean, already I was planning on giving an update to the council regarding that, so that can just be a part of the update. And Judy Drain, I will make sure that you get the information about the meeting, if you'd like to join us.
Okay, what time are your meetings?
This one will be at 5:15 on Wednesday.
This coming Wednesday?
Yes, the 13th.
Okay. I have a planning and zoning Garfield meeting the third Wednesday of every month.
Is that the third Wednesday? I don't have a calendar.
Okay. If this is next week, it'll work out.
Yeah, it's the 13th at 5:15.
And is it a Zoom meeting, I'm assuming?
Yes, we'll have a Zoom link, uh-huh.
Okay.
We'll send that to you. Thank you.
I will make a nice, bright note.
And I believe Anna posts it on Pegboard every bi-monthly when they come up, so they are, again, open to the public.
Okay. Thank you, Anna, and thank you, Judy and Elizabeth, for doing that. I'm just excited that we have the grant and we can do a few things that ensure that we're keeping our kids safe. So very good. Thanks for all of you that participated in getting that done. Okay, let's move on to department reports. Judy, Planning Commission, Roads, Garfield County Planning Commission, do you have any updates for us?
No, other than the planning Commission last month. Okay, the conditional use permit for the DW Tower. They addressed ComNet, but they need a variance, so it's got to go to the Board of Adjustments. Michela gave an update on the mapping, and what else have I got here? Oh, the Jackie Smalley conditional use permit. Curtis gave us an update, and the gentleman, what's his name, Ed? Yeah, Ed Scher, the architect. He came and let us know a lot about what's going on, and it sounds really good. So things are coming along. They addressed the sound at the end. I guess they're getting a sound designer on board to make sure that it's soundproof. And so it sounds like a really good, it's coming along pretty good. There'll be a possible, I think they're planning on a public hearing for the table of uses, and the Lee Nellis, he did another example last month. They went through another example on their, on the commercial standards worksheet review. So they're coming right along with that. And I guess they were gonna have a public hearing next week on that also with what they've been doing. So updating everything, so. I think that's about it, unless anybody else can think of anything else they heard. I think that's it.
That's good. They're very busy. Our planning commission right now is very good, very involved, very knowledgeable, and they're getting a lot done. You know, we sort of had a backlog of things from forever, and they're getting a lot of things done that we've wanted to get done in order to make our ordinances a little bit more effective and fair. And so thanks, Judy, for working with them and keeping us updated on that. Enforcement, landfill, grounds, anything, Conrad, that you have right now?
Not that I've heard. I've tried to get hold of Wilson, and I've seen him driving around town, but I can't get him to call me back. So I guess I better go up there this Saturday and take a look and see what's going on to see if anything's been moved yet.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if the furniture pile, I imagine, is still there. The scrap metal we'll have until at least spring. But, yeah, maybe if you take a look at the construction pit. We just dug that, so we should be in great shape. Maybe go take a look and let us know next month if how we're looking up there.
Because the guy from Escalante was supposed to come over and talk to him and see what could be done to help us.
Okay.
And I don't know if they got together or not.
Yeah, I don't either. I haven't heard, so.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. EMS, Fire Council, Library, Elizabeth, you got anything for us? You're muted.
Sorry.
There you go.
EMS, I have not, there's been no update from the fire. No changes with EMT. Let's see, the EMTs in our county have been open and cleared the last two Mondays to be able to receive a COVID vaccine for those that are interested, all emergency first responders in Garfield County. Still, I have had no communication from either Taylor or Andy regarding if or that they have or planning to take the EMT test. And so we paid for them and they aren't communicative. So I do think that before we ever go through in this next step, which was brought up last year, that we really need to come up with a system. I think it's something that the town should continue to support and pay for EMTs, but there needs to be some kind of accountability of communication afterwards, following up, and so on and so forth. And with that, we do need EMTs. We are down to three right now, and one of them is about to be done, and the other two, I'm not sure if they're gonna renew theirs at this time. And so it is something that to figure out how we can support them better, but also at the same time, they support the town. Radios seem to still be not ideal. And so I've reached out to see if we could get together and talk about that. I know Judy Drain's interested in that discussion too. So hopefully sometime in the next couple weeks, months, that can happen between the Boulder Fire, Boulder EMTs, and a couple of us and anyone else in town that's interested. Let's see, Fire Council, I believe they're still working on and would like to update and be a part of a fire ordinance, and kind of looking at the wording of our current one and if it can be part of when all of the ordinances get looked at or something different. I'm not sure. If we have a time frame, I can pass that on to them. But they would like that passed before we have another fire ban in the future. They believe that there were some loopholes or something. It just needed to get cleaned up a little. The library board, I have a question. I know there was a lot of communication over the last few weeks, months. And the last I had heard is that the town is going to take on the responsibility of paying the internet from the library, at least temporarily. Is that happening, and has that transferred, or has the money, have we been able to pay that bill and taken it from the library since they're not able to do any of their annual fundraisers? Judy, you're nodding your head, so it was all taken care of. Okay, I just wanted to follow up on it. Thank you. Let's see, Arts Council, there is no updates or anything from there. Garfield County School District is continuing to update their website. It's not 100% accurate in that it's not happening immediately. There is some delay both when the schools are reporting, whether they have active cases, staff or students, or if there's active quarantine staff or students, and then the health department and kind of that going. So there's been some discussion that the dashboard isn't as accurate as it could be. I believe it's as accurate as they can get it at this point, but they are continuing to work on it. As people have seen in the news, they're moving forward to try to get any employees in Garfield County School District to have the option to be to receive a vaccine, and they're moving forward, but that hasn't been decided. At this point, both the Escalante schools and the Boulder schools are open and fully functioning. I believe all of them are, but I know I did check those three.
Okay, hopefully you can get a vaccine soon. That would be really nice to have teachers and EMTs and some of our personnel vaccinated. You know,
There is a website, and we can maybe post it and put it out or put it on Pegboard and I can share it. But there is a website that you can go on, and it will tell you live who is eligible, and right, they're updating it. And right now, all vaccines are coming from the Southwest Health Department. And so they're only coming to Garfield County on Mondays. And there's a limited time frame, and you have to sign up. It's an online sign up. And after this round, they'll open it up to 75 and older, and then 70 and older, and they'll keep going down. And the recommendation is for people to check the website frequently, because they're not necessarily going to announce it in any other way that you can. And it is a first come, first serve if you can get on the website and sign up.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Let's see, Gladys Cemetery Buildings Tribal Council, anything going on there?
No, unless somebody else has something. I think I see Corey still busy working around doing odd jobs around the town hall. Every once in a while, the free box gets to be kind of overloaded, but I think we're trying to work to keep that cleared out as much as we can.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Yep. Is Tribal Council, I noticed they put out something about grants.
We don't have enough funding this year that they notified everybody who had got money last year. If they did not use it, they were able to keep it to use this year.
Okay.
But we don't have funding for the new projects.
Okay. All right, perfect. Let's see, I don't have a whole lot of stuff. The one thing is, I think last month I told you about the training that each of us needs to do at some point. You will get a certificate that looks kind of like that, only backwards. And it just says that you have completed that training. And I talked about the fraud risk assessment. One of the things they asked for is have all the council members completed that training. And so it's on the state auditor site. I can send that link out again, although I think you might have it. There's not a big rush to do it, but it should be done, you know, before our audit next year. So the quicker you get it done, the better. It's pretty good information. I think it benefits everybody to at least go through it, and it teaches you quite a bit about town government and things you have to consider. So if you'll do that at some point, and then when you get your certificate of completion, just make sure Judy or Michelle get a copy, and we'll just keep them on file. So just a reminder to do that when you can.
You've mentioned that before, and I've looked for that link, and I haven't found it yet.
All right, I'll send it out again.
Thanks, okay, Steve.
Okay, yeah, I'll send that out tomorrow. Okay, clerks, what have you got for us?
A whole bunch of checks to be approved.
Okay, so if everybody has looked at the checks, we were big spenders this month. A lot of it was the CARES money. It went out. It's in good hands, hopefully. Gave some relief or some help. I didn't see anything on there, but if anybody has a question or comment, or I'll entertain a motion to approve the checks issued for December.
I don't have anything. Peg, do you?
No. Oh, you mean to talk about? As Board of Adjustment Clerk.
We have to finish the checks approved thing.
Oh, sorry, okay.
First, yeah. I haven't had a motion to accept yet.
Gladys will make a motion. We approve the checks as presented.
Okay, we have a motion.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a second by Judy Drain. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor? Aye.
Gladys, yes.
Elizabeth Joy.
Conrad, aye.
And Judy,
aye.
Okay. Motion passes 5-0. Good. Thank you for that. Now, Peg, did you have something?
Yeah. Tina will be probably putting out a notice that there will be a Board of Adjustment meeting on what has been the regular time, which is the third Wednesday of the month, given business. So that'd be the 20th of January, 7 p.m. And at this point, it's just to do business, set the meeting schedule. Not sure if they have to elect I don't think they even need to elect a vice chair. Induct the new members, of course. And at this point, just to let these guys know, we don't have an application from ComNet that we've received to be considered for variance yet. So unless that comes along pretty soon, I don't see that we'd be talking about that.
Okay. Anything else from clerks?
Just a reminder, Elizabeth, did you want to add whether you approved the minutes or not for December?
Yes, I approved them. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I would have forgotten that. Okay, we'll move on to public comments. So raise your hand if we can see you. Somehow let Michelle or Peg know that you're interested in commenting. And we will listen to comments if you have any.
So no virtual hands raised so far. I do know I received a letter from both Anselm and Bob Phillips regarding the CUP, the cell tower. So I think the best way to handle those would be to do what we did with the other comments regarding the proposed subdivision and just post those on the website. I did forward those to all the council members. Bob did clarify that he would like those in the public record. So I think if that's the appropriate way to do that, well, I'll just post them. Or
let me talk about that for a minute. Anything okay. that was supposed to come in for the conditional use permit should have come in before the public hearing last month. There was a chance to comment either publicly or by mail. And Peg, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but once a conditional use permit is approved, there really isn't a reason to accept comments going back. It can't change anything. The town council has no role in conditional use permits. So once the planning commission approves a conditional use permit, that's it, unless there's an appeal, which in this case there wasn't. I'll address just a couple of the issues though for the town council, because I've talked to Anselm. I haven't talked to Bob yet, but I think all of you know that we don't issue conditional use permits as a town council. That in our ordinance, that power and duty is given just to the planning commission. And so when they grant an approval, what that is they have looked at all the relevant ordinances, information, and we've got a great planning commission. So they're very thorough in what we can require of a cell tower company, and they can put conditions on the cell tower, which they did, but they can only do so if it's in our ordinances. Now, one of the things we're asking as a town council to do is to table that discussion. We don't have anything in our ordinances that say we can table a conditional use permit that has already been granted. So I don't see that as being an option for us to even consider tabling anything. The other part of, I guess what we need to know, or the rest of you need to know, if anybody's asking, because I get people asking me and I'm sure you do too. It's kind of a two-part process. We can give a conditional use permit. It's on private property. So we can give a conditional use permit, which says that the company that's building the tower has satisfied all of our requirements under our ordinances. Now, the radio wave, radio frequency wave that they keep saying is a danger, that we cannot as a town rule on that. That's FCC only. And in fact, the rules in the FCC say that no state or municipality can influence anything about a tower based on that. So we don't have any right. It's kind of like we don't have the right to say what drives on our highways. You know, there are things that come through our highways that we'd probably not like to have come through our highways. We don't have any say on that. Airplanes flying over, we don't have any say on what's in them or where they're at. Those are federal agencies. And so when people are asking us to stop something because of the radio frequency waves, that's an FCC issue. We have nothing that we can do. All that our ordinances say is that we will require they follow the FCC rules. Now, what a tower company has to do then is get our approval under our ordinances, and then they have to get an FCC license for the tower, and they have to do their stuff. One of the things that came up was an archaeologist has been up there looking at the tower site. That's FCC. They require a NEPA study to be done, and that's part of the NEPA study. So the more we can tell people that our planning commission has done exactly what they can do, there's nothing left for them to do. There's nothing left for us to do. If they have complaints, and I'm fine with this, contact the FCC and say, we are concerned about this issue, and you could register that with the FCC. That's your only option right now if, you know, if that's one of your concerns. You know, that's the way I understand it. Now, Peg maybe has something different. Elizabeth was on the Planning Commission. Judy Drains, and, you know, over the Planning Commission. If they have a different interpretation, they can add in, but that's the way I understand it is, you know, we're not accepting comments because the CUP has been done and it's, you know, water under the bridge, I guess.
So those two guys that I read the letters are trying to get them to stop putting the tower up or putting out the 5G, whatever it is.
Yeah, and it's not going to be 5G. It's not 5G.
Yeah, I did. Okay.
No. Yeah, so they're asking us to table it, which means stop the project, and we don't, you know, it's on private ground. The tower company has met all of our ordinances, all the requirements. We have issued the conditional use permit. There really isn't anything more for us to do. It's in the hands of the FCC now to approve or not approve the tower.
And I let them know that the CUP had already been granted, but I didn't think to refer them to the FCC with complaints. So I will follow up and do that with both of them.
Okay, that's the only route I see right now. You know, even if we could stop it for some other reason, but the radio frequency wave, we have no say. In fact, it specifically says in the federal regulations, we do not have that jurisdiction to tell them what they can do as far as radio frequency waves. It's not something we can do. So anyway, anything else? Public comments?
I'm not seeing anybody.
Okay, then I'm going to ask Michela how we're going to go into a closed session. You know, I will make a motion. Maybe I'll make the motion and then you can tell us how we can do it. But I'll make the motion that we go into a closed meeting to discuss the character and competence of individuals. And I'll make that motion.
Are we going in to vote on those three applicants?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So I need a second.
Oh, I'll second it.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor, and we have to do this roll call wise. So Steve Cox, aye.
Gladys, yes.
Okay.
Conrad, aye.
Okay.
Judy Drain, aye.
Okay. Elizabeth?
Aye.
Okay, so we will move into a closed session. Michela, will you tell us how we can do that?
Yes. Really quick, who did we decide just seconded that, Judy or Conrad?
Conrad.
Okay. I'm going to turn off the recording. We're going to exit this meeting.
I don't know if it's too late, but somebody just had their virtual hand raised. I don't know.
Oh, Corla. Yeah.
I just had a question. Are you guys going to break out and then come back and announce your decision, or will you be posting that as well?
We will come back out into the regular meeting, and yes, we will. We'll...
Because everybody had such a hard time getting in here. I didn't know if they should, wait, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and we're going to notify everybody. So I don't know how this is going to work. We've never done this before, so we could lose you, kind of like Star Trek when we're trying to beam you up. We may not be able to. We will definitely notify the applicants by email first thing tomorrow, or maybe even tonight, depending. You're welcome to hang around until we come back. It may be a while because we have some other things to talk about, but certainly if you want to hang in, we'll come back out into a public meeting.
Well, as long as it's posted on Pegboard or somewhere that we can access that, that'll be fine. And thank you for your hard work in getting this meeting going today, everybody. I have rechecked my settings to make sure I don't have this problem next week when I host my first New Year's meeting. So thank you very much, and Happy New Year, everyone.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Michela.
Okay, I
appoint Board of Adjustment members with the council and advice and consent of the town council. And so we've had that discussion. I'm going to make a motion to appoint April O'Neill to the 5-year Board of Adjustment position, and John Varanth to the 1-year position, which is renewable. You could run again after the year. So I'm going to make that motion for April O'Neill to the 5-year, John Varanth to the 1-year. Do I have a second?
Gladys, second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor? Aye.
Gladys, aye, yes. Elizabeth.
Aye, Judy.
Aye, Conrad.
Okay, motion passes 5-0. So, John, congratulations to you. Peg will send you some information. And April, if you're still with us, I don't see you, but Peg, will you notify about that? So glad to have you aboard. This is great, and we hope you enjoy it. If there is such enjoying public service. Okay. The next thing, it's not going to be a motion, but we have considered the petition that was submitted. We find that there's no evidence to support the action requested in the petition. So we are going to leave it at there. So we will not take any action on the petition. Okay, any other final comments from the board, the council? If not, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting. Miss Elizabeth.
Okay.
Gladys will second.
I'll second it.
Okay, seconded by Gladys. All in favor? Aye.
Gladys, aye.
Aye. Elizabeth.
Aye. Conrad.
Aye, Judy.
Okay, motion passes 5-0. Thank you, everybody. It's a long night. We'll see you soon.
Thank you very much, everyone, especially our tech people.
Yes, thank you very much.